The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
It's just going to be like up high.
Thank you very much for downloading the Evening Show podcast with me, Gordon Smart. And for this week, and the last week for a while, I'd imagine, producer Joe.
I'll pop back in at some point.
Ah, good on you, Joseph. It's a busy one this week as well. We had a classic album, as we always do.
Mm-hmm.
We discussed Hunky Dory, which David Bowie wrote before he was 25.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just think about that for 1 second.
I'm going to be 28 this year.
That's annoying. When are you writing your seminal album, Joe?
Maybe next year.
Well, Blossoms are quite young men as well. They've done pretty well. They popped in to see us this week as well. There's some chat from them. And on top of that, Joe, do you remember the famous novel Moby Dick?
Yes.
Well, I've got a story relating to that. Well, I say relating to it. It involves Moby and something else. The President of the United States of America. Have a little listen if you enjoy it. Leave us a review. Tell your friends. Enjoy.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
It's a busy morning this morning at Radio X Towers. We had a royal visit from Stockport's finest, Blossoms, Tom Ogden and Joe Donovan. They came in to see Christopher Miles on Breakfast to discuss a really, really important gig. It's called Raise the Roof for Homelessness, and it's going to be up in Manchester on May the 24th. Before we get into what that was all about, though, here's the lads discussing their early days in the band.
When you first started playing together and you first start doing the odd gig, or even before the, you know, the first few gigs,
yeah,
are you thinking at that point, signed, get an album out, do gigs?
I think we never looked that far ahead, but we thought the songs were good and we believed in it.
Yeah.
And we kind of, every now and then you think, we're good enough to do that. We can't be the only five people who think we're good.
Right.
Then slowly, a few more people add on to that.
Yeah.
Who then put you in the right places. Yeah. Well, that's how it happens, isn't it? But initially, no, you never dream that.
It sort of
happens, but. Mm.
It started more because there was just nothing to do. We didn't have the money to
go. We were in other bands as well. And I started writing kind of different songs. I was like, this isn't, I don't know what to do here. Yeah, and Joe was like, start band with me.
Didn't like it, did
so
you?
So Joe just wrote to me.
And then I remember,
initially, he made like an email address and a Facebook address. I was like, I'm still in this other band. I was like, you can't do that yet.
Tom, do you write the songs?
I do,
so
yeah.
So it's just you on your own?
Yeah.
Here's a question. Whose band is it?
It's our band.
Yeah. Mine and Tom's.
Tell you what, Molesy boy's slipping in there with a really, really good question. Hey, that's why he's tier one Radio X and I'm tier three. That's exactly why. Good question, Molesy. So they were in to talk about something really, really important, as I say. It's the Greater Manchester Musicians Raising the Roof for Homelessness. Here are the boys explaining what that is all about. The gig on May the 24th in Manchester.
I think there's like definitely some sort of like, there's a problem, isn't there, with sort of homelessness.
Homelessness, it's bad throughout the UK, but it's particularly noticeable in the Manchester, around the Manchester.
Yeah, no, they've already housed like 300 people since like November, which is great. So
that's what I mean. So anything like that, like, and when, do you know what I mean? When you get sort of asked to do anything like that, it's just no.
Something like this makes it easier for people, I suppose. Like, you know, people who are on the fringes who wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
This is kind of accessible, isn't it? And kind of...
Even the way to
get... It's going to a good cause.
Yeah, to get the way to get a ticket. Do you know what I mean? Because it's at Victoria Warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And we've played there before. And obviously Cortina's... I don't think they've ever played there, but they're onto massive, massive gigs. So it's like an intimate gig. Do you know what I mean? Like the way they've done it is sort of like you sort of text in and get this sort of ballot and donate like £10. And you can enter up to four times and that.
So Cortina's, Blossoms... Lisa Stansfield.
Yeah, yep. Great.
Been around the world.
Oh, that's a great song.
Are you up for a duet?
I don't know about that.
We can put the call into
I only had it on Spotify a minute ago. Refresh my memory.
Good on and Blossoms for getting involved in this. Greater Manchester Musicians Raising the Roof for Homelessness. What a lineup as well. Cortina's, Blossoms, Bugsy Malone, Lisa Stansfield and Dr. John Cooper Clark. Guess who's hosting it though? None other than Radio X's DJ. I was going to say Doctor, Sunta Templeton. She's both a DJ and a doctor. She's absolutely brilliant, and it'll be a special night. O2 Victoria Warehouse in Manchester. It's Friday, May the 24th. For the details on how you get hold of tickets, get yourself along to radiox.co.uk. It'll be a really special night in an intimate venue. And while we're talking about it, you know, we should pay some tribute to Vincent Company, Manchester City's club captain, because he's raised a fortune for that charity. A selfless act from a footballer, which should be commended. What a top, top man Vinny is. Brilliant stuff. And Andy Burnham too as well. Right, here's Blossoms. I Can't Stand It.
Radio X. Gordon Smart.
Radio X. The Evening Show. Classic album of the week.
X.
We look forward to this every weekend. Tonight is no different. It's a special one. David Bowie, Hunky Dory. His fourth album, released in December 1971, which is 48 years ago. Frightening stuff. Now, books have been written about David Bowie, but we'll do our very best to give you a very quick run through of what this album was all about, because it was a massively, massively important one for the Thin White Duke. Whilst he was writing the album, Bowie didn't have a label. How about that for a shocking start to this, eh? On the strength of Hunky Dory, though, RCA signed him on a three-album deal. Not a five-album deal, not a lifetime contract, a three-album deal, and it led to the Ziggy Stardust phase. In fact, despite the album being relatively popular on its release, it wasn't until about the mid-72, 73, that the Rise and Fall of Ziggy album was released, and Hunky Dory eventually went to, not number one, not number two, number three in the album charts. Incredible, isn't it? In that sense, though, it really marked a massive, massive moment in Bowie's career. In an interview in 1999, he said that Hunky Dory provided him for the first time in his life with an actual audience. It's mental to believe that, isn't it? He said it was the first time that people began speaking to him in the street, walking up to him, having a chat with him, and complimenting him on an album. Instrumentally, it featured none other than Rick Wakeman on piano, one of his most famous performances being on the second single, Life on Mars. Everybody knows that tune, and everybody knows Rick's magical fingers on it as well. He went on to play with Yes, of course, and then in the 70s he played with Elton John, T-Rex, Cat Stevens. So some talented characters making the sounds on that album. The album artwork was a photograph of Bowie sweeping his hair back, airbrushed in pastel colours, and it was designed by a fella called George Underwood, who was a classmate at Bromley Technical School. So if you're at Bromley Technical School or any other college around the country, there could be a very bright future ahead for you. They also went to school with Peter Frampton, by the way. What a talented bunch. Right, let me know your thoughts on this album, Hunky Dory. 83936 at Radio X. A massive moment in Bowie's career and the one that found him an audience. Two songs to play for you. I've got Line from Mars, but first, Changes.
The Evening Show, classic album of the week. X. Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Radio X.
The Evening Show, classic album of the week.
X.
We almost squeezed out every last drop of Life on Mars there on Radio X. Classic album chat tonight, Hunky Dory, 1971. It is 48 years old. Now, Life on Mars, released as a single 18 months after the album came out, went to number three, stayed in the charts for only 13 weeks. You'd imagine it had been there for a year. Had a video directed by the legendary Mick Rock, who has been on this show a couple of times. It was filmed backstage at Earls Court, and as you can imagine, they were enjoying themselves. Changes as well before that, the lead single, which was released the day before Bowie's 25th birthday. Unbelievable to think a man was producing music like that before he reached the quarter century. That was on the 7th of January 1972. Featured not almost all of the compilation albums, and you can understand why. Unbelievable, wasn't it? Now, the song you hear in the background, Oh You Pretty Things, originally released slightly earlier in 1971. Bowie playing the piano there, and Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits on vocals. How about that? Thanks for all your messages on Hunky Dory tonight. Mike Evans, our West Ham friend who sends us lots of musical messages, says the Bewley Brothers is the best song on the album, other than Life on Mars. What a melody. Loads of others as well, but thank you for getting in touch and saying thanks for playing that. Right, join me for another classic album next week.
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Right, Gordon Smart here with The Evening Show, and I'm about to attempt something that I think might be completely unwise and I'll live to regret for a long, long time. It's a Moby story. You might have seen it kicking around in the press over the last couple of days. In fact, it appeared in the Sunday Times on Sunday, so congratulations to them for writing this tale. It's going to be tricky to navigate, but I'm going to give it my best shot because it involves the nether regions, and it involves inappropriate behaviour, and the President of the United States of America, we all know and love, Donald Trump. So here we go. Moby has told the story about something that happened in New York back in 2001. He accepted an irresponsible dare from a friend, which involved him placing a part of his body against Mr. Trump in a rather cheeky fashion. Correct. Thanks for that, Producer Joel. So, in Moby's words, he says, in 2001, I found myself on my way to a party on Park Avenue. The party wasn't that exciting. It was mainly full of businessmen and real estate developers, most notably Donald Trump, who was standing a few yards away, and as you would expect, he was talking loudly to some other guests. Now, after noticing Donald Trump's presence, Moby got some Dutch courage on board, steadied his nerves, accepted this challenge from his irresponsible friend. He went on, he said, "I drank a shot of vodka to brace myself, pulled my flaccid wand out of my trousers, and casually walked past Donald Trump, trying to brush the edge of his jacket with my person. I have altered that, hopefully safely. Luckily, he didn't seem to notice or even twitch. I returned to my friends and ordered another drink." He then told his friend, "I just think I touched Donald Trump. There was a word missing there. It was tricky not to say it." Anyway, this all features in Moby's autobiography. It's called Then It Falls Apart. Comes out later this year. And it sounds like an amazing read. I'm going to buy it. He's been a guest on the show a couple of times, and he's a very, very entertaining man. I'll allow Stephen Colbert, a good friend of his, to describe the book. This is what he said. "Somehow this chronicle of a long, dark night of the soul also involves funny stories involving Trump, Putin, and a truly baffling array of degenerates." Now, if he did that to Donald Trump, what on earth did vegan Moby do to Vladimir Putin? He's still alive, so it can't have been that bad. Or maybe he's just waiting for his moment to poison the asparagus.